Right, well, thanks for joining us, Aaron. And firstly, I was going to say, Bath, 10 points off the lead in fourth place at the moment, with three games left in the league. Yeah. What's the final few games going to have in store? How do you think you'll get on?
Well, we're going to challenge. Obviously, we want to be at least in the top four to get the playoffs. That's a target. We've got Hartbury, Swansea, and Exeter, which are all tough asks. One home game, two away. We've got Exeter as their varsity match, which is scheduled for Stanley Park, which is it will be a challenge in itself, given the stage we'll be playing on. We're 8 points ahead of Bristol. We've got two games in hand, so
yeah.
As a minimum, we want to win the whole three. And that's our target. But you know, at the very least, we need to get. We're a better points difference, but we need as a minimum 2 points.
Right.
To secure fourth and maybe challenge for third. I think other things would have to happen for us to get up the table further than that. They would assume that the guys ahead of us, Hartbury, who are very good, Exeter and Cardiff Met, don't do so well. So in our control is trying to win those three games.
Yeah. You mentioned Hartbury then. They're your first game back.
Yeah.
Last time you faced them, the first time you faced them this year, it was a pretty big win for them, wasn't it, really? And yeah, how are you preparing for that? How do you think you can get on this time?
Well, we should, subject to injury, we should be stronger than we were. We're pretty struck by injuries when we play them, but that was no excuse. They're a very good side, bet us very, very well. We didn't probably expect that sort of result, but we'll be looking to turn the tables on that. They're a very good side this year. They're top of the table huge 2 points difference. Lots of bonus points because they've done so well. So a big challenge for us. And yeah, we've had a long gap between that game and our previous game.
Of course, it's not till February, is it, when you actually play them?
No. So we're training and preparing for that currently. We're middle of exam.
Sure.
So there's challenges in the time, having that big gap, but has also allowed time for guys to rest up and for guys who've had injuries to come back into the frame. So we're positive to go at them.
Great. And now that you've had a good look at all the teams in the first half of the season before Christmas, how do you think your chances are, if all goes well, you get into those top four and get into the playoffs?
Well, it's looking like at the top of the north, we've got, it'll be probably, it's a fight out for the top between Durham and Leeds Met by the looks of it.
And Loughborough as well, I think, are in and around.
Loughborough.
Yeah.
So, we don't know, all of them are going to be tough. Obviously fourth, we're going to end up playing top.
Sure.
It'll be Loughborough and Durham or Leeds Met. And it'll be away. That's further down the track. We're looking at those first. We need to get, as a minimum, four to really try and get.
Absolutely.
Third. But it's looking like the way we've positioned ourselves, if we're in the top four, we'll have an away game by the looks of it.
Yeah. And at the halfway point now, beyond the halfway point now after Christmas, how's the Southern Premier A League gone this year? How have the other teams looked as well?
Well, I think except for Hartbury, we've all sort of had a crack at some pretty it's been an interesting sort of time. You know, Exeter has slipped on a couple.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so Cardiff Met, we're unlucky not to beat them. So, you know, we've beaten Exeter, and we've, you know, lost to the bottom side of the competition, Cardiff. You know, so, you know, we're given one of their only wins. So
yeah.
So it's been quite mixed, but you know, certainly Hartbury Exeter and Cardiff Met are the strongest sides, that you know, on form. Cardiff Met, it depends what side they put out, because they run, you know, they run a Saturday side.
Sure. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, this whole thing of the whole competition now of the way it's been of actually made, you know, which is the second year into it, actually top four means a lot. Is mean that no one can in any games just pick and choose like probably happened before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because you know you're guaranteed a spot in the knockouts and the fast. You know, just by staying, just being by being in the Premiership and. You know, in both North and South, so that's changed things. It's raised the level of the rugby. It's raised the competitiveness right throughout the competition, which has been great for it. Really,
brilliant.
Yeah, and it's brought a big focus for all teams, I think.
Yeah, and now you'll obviously be well into your recruitment for next season and the next load of freshers. How's that going? How's the team looking? How's it coming together? Is there many people that you've got that you know about coming in?
Yeah, there is. It's always cyclical, the whole university, so everyone leaves. So we lost half our squad last year.
And sure.
We'll probably have, of the current squad, we're looking like having 60-70% back. So, you know, we'll have some older players next year, which helps, or more experienced.
Of course,
So, you know, it's just the way it is for teams, and we're all probably the same. Every university is the same on that. We're currently in the recruitment process. We've had a couple of open days. We're having another one at the end of the month. Looking, you know, inviting in the guys that have applied. We've still got, I think the close off for CAS applications was yesterday. So we'll see, there'll be another tranche of players we know that are coming through. We've got some, you know, like every other university, good school players and college players keen to come. There's some guys that have been in academies for a year that are now deciding to look at the university route, which is, you know, they've played some pretty good rugby, haven't played, you know, A-League.
Yeah,
some
academy teams
from the country. So, yeah, we've got a good contingent of positions looking to come in. And, you know, that's an unknown. Some will come straight into the first team based on their, you know, their quality and reputation. We've got some master students keen, but, you know, nothing sorted till really the middle of August when they get their A-level results and, you know, confirm which actually university they want to come to. So we know from the past we'll lose a few to other universities, or guys will decide to take gap years or defer it, or
sure.
I'm pretty happy with the way it's looking, given the quality that have applied and the numbers that have applied. History shows that, you know, you sometimes only get 70-80% of those and who they are. You know, that's unknown, so they make that choice and when they get their A-level results.